is about the simple facts of reality as experienced by each of us, and it is about the mind and the way the mind creates reality in all of us. Since there were no words to define mental concepts such as the subconscious or neurology back in those times, the teachings are simple yet incredibly insightful. Many of these old teachings were designed to be easy to memorize and adopt a particular cadence or rhythm to accomplish this. When reading this book, I invite you to consider it deeply and fairly, with heart, and to take out of it only what is valuable to you and what will benefit you in your own personal search for the truth. The teachings of the Buddha are not meant to be studied like a textbook, memorized and repeated parrot fashion. Instead, they are meant to be realized on a deep, intuitive level. If while reading this book, you get the sensation that the penny has dropped, or a light bulb moment, then it has accomplished its purpose. The Buddha said, "By oneself, one is purified. By oneself, one is defiled." In other words, we have a deep responsibility to take charge of our inner worlds and to examine our own hearts and minds in search of truth. Teachers are there to guide us, but in the end, it comes down to our own decisions. Of all the world's belief systems, Buddhism is one of the most peaceful. Instead of making war on human beings with different beliefs, the Buddhist way is to struggle within, in our own hearts and minds, and to show compassion to our fellow human beings who are suffering from internal torments just as we are. These teachings appeal to people from all walks of life, the rich, the poor, the educated, and the not-so-educated. The universal truths uncovered by the Buddha are relevant to anyone who has a mind, and to anyone who is conscious. It is a deep search into the nature of being, of reality itself, and it is put forward in a simple, practical, and useful way. So I invite you to share the story of the Buddha and the deep psychological understanding that he shared with us, still relevant 2,500 years after his death. Many of these teachings are resurfacing today among psychologists and laymen alike. Many self-help methodologies are based on the deep realization that he shared with the world so many years ago. Many of the new popular self-help gurus are simply restating the core message of the Buddha. I further invite you to challenge all that is written here and to test it for yourself. Take nothing as truth from any other person unless it rings true in your own mind and heart and opens up doors of understanding for you. Disregard all the rest as interesting, but ultimately useless. A short biography of the Buddha. No introduction to Buddhism will be complete without at least a short mention of the life story of the Buddha. The charming story has inspired millions of people and holds within it many of the most valuable insights into the teachings we are about to consider. Over the years, the story of the birth, life, and death of this famous man has been embellished and many of the facts are disputed. Nevertheless, through all the different versions of the tale, the core idea remains the same. Let's take a look at a generally accepted version of the story. The birth of a great man. Around 563 BC, a boy was born to the king of the Sakya realm somewhere in the India-Nepal border, in a park named Lumbini. 5 days after his birth, the little prince received the name Siddhartha. His father was King Suddhodana, and his mother was Queen Maya. One legend tells of a dream that Queen Maya had before giving birth to her son. In the dream, a beautiful white elephant descended from the heavens into her womb, a sign that she would give birth to a universal emperor. Sadly, the queen died shortly after the birth of her son, and her younger sister took on the role of surrogate. There was much sadness for the queen, but the birth of her son was a cause for much comfort and rejoicing all over the realm. The naming ceremony was attended by an ascetic, a Siddha, a holy man, from the Himalayas, and he was most interested in the baby. To the surprise of all who saw it, the child's legs turned and rested on the matted locks of the old man. Instantly, a Siddha knew there was something special about the child, that he was destined to become the Enlightened One. The Early Years. Little Siddhartha, with a family name Gotama, was a very unusual child, as can be seen from the following episode. While the king and his family were all involved in the exciting plan,